we have a tour coming up on Friday, March 4th, from 10 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Time.
That's Janet Grabowski, manager of the Brooksville Plants Material Center, who invites those interested to take part in their annual tour.
Not a lot of work has been done, particularly down in this part of Florida, where our soils are a little bit different than, say, in the Corn Belt in the Midwest, where most of the work on cover crops has been done. So what we're finding is a little bit different. You know, our soils are just beach dunes is basically what they are. So they're very sandy and very infertile. So things don't behave exactly the same way when you're growing these plants. This is the South. We're not going to be able to get our organic matter up to 2 or 3% because it's the South. And it just all burns up in the heat and the humidity and moisture and the precipitation that we have. But we've been improving our soil health. It's just incremental.
Janet said the cover crop tour is free.
We're not planning on having a lunch. So people can bring their lunch. We've got a picnic shelter and other facilities if they want to eat. That's why we have a short tour so that we can get people out if they want to go somewhere to eat afterwards.
USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants to invite those interested to attend the annual cover crops tour this Friday, March 4th. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Brooksville Plant Material Center in Brooksville, Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.